Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I've got Swayed at the network. We're live across America and all around the world at crntalk.com. Hey, let me give you the lineup for today. Coming up in just a moment, Sherry Few, founder and president of the United Parents Involved in Education. That's USPIE. And lots of things to talk about, mainly the sexualization of children. And then it's Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, with his latest, Mary Orcas lives up to expectations as zealous opponents of immigration law enforcement. And in the second hour, the world famous Selwyn Duke, is the left adjugating for war with Russia so it can cement domestic tyranny? Wow, big show today. Let me tell you about my guest, Sherry Few. I mentioned founder and president of the United Parents Involved in Education, USPIE. Their mission is to end the U.S. Department of Education and all federal education mandates. USPIE, Department of Education and all federal education mandates, established 20-year state chapters and is growing rapidly amid national outcry from parents who want to regain control of their children's education. Sherry is a national recognized leader on education policy and is often quoted in conservative media and has spent much of the last year exposing critical race theory and serving as executive producer for the new documentary film titled Truth and Lies in American Education. Talk about that in just a little bit. Sherry, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Hey, according to CNN, okay, the draft decision is going to overturn Roe versus Wade's holding of a federal constitutional right to an abortion. And the opinion would be most consequential, I guess, abortion decisions in decades transform the landscape of women's reproductive health in America. And the truth of the matter is abortion is a huge money-making industry, as are condoms and contraceptives. And U.S. Parents Involved in Education, your organization, believes sexuality education in schools is motivated by profit made via organizations like Planned Parenthood, also pharmaceutical companies. And children are being taught about sexuality at a very young age and are made to understand it's normal and natural for children to have sex outside of marriage. And, of course, the result? High pregnancy rates among adolescents, many of which end in abortions. Let me ask you this. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, what do you think the states are going to do in response?
Well, I believe many of the red states will outlaw abortion. There's already talk of it in some of the states, as I've been reading the news. Of course, you've got your more liberal states who, you know, like California, my understanding is they have a bill before their legislature that would allow a mother to kill her baby up to 3 weeks after birth. You know, isn't that crazy? It's outrageous.
Yes.
So it will be up to the state, and hopefully, you know, the citizens in those states will put enough pressure on their state legislatures, you know, to see fit to outlaw it. But it's going to make it possible for that to happen.
Well, what effect, if any, will this decision have on sexuality education in schools?
Well, I think that, you know, as you cited in your opening about our position, you know, we believe that part of the reason we have sexuality education in the schools is motivated by profit. Because, you know, the abortion industry is a huge money-making industry. So we believe that schools will probably not be so avid, if you will, about the sexuality, the sexualization of children, if there's limited profit. So, you know, right now the sexuality education in schools is really off the charts crazy. You know, they're starting as early as kindergarten. And as you recall, in Florida, there was a controversial law passed called the Parental Rights in Education Bill. And it was controversial, believe it or not, because it prohibited children K through 3, so kindergarten through third grade, from being taught about sexual orientation and sexual identity. And why we even need a law like that is beyond me, but it was even controversial that that was being required.
You know what, and when I hear you make these statements like that, in the background you hear the little cash register ringing, you know? That's I don't think that's been mentioned that as enough. It should be mentioned more often about the money and how it's controlling a lot of this. Explain your position, if you will, on teaching sexualization of children in America's classrooms. Now, there's certainly been a lot of talk and controversy and all about this in the critical race theory. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So one of the most egregious parts of sexuality education that has become popular in schools today is the transgender ideology. And here again, at very young ages, children are being taught, and even in some cases, behind parents' backs. Mm-hmm. So there's a lawsuit that is in Ludlow County, Massachusetts, being brought by the Child and Parental Rights Campaign organization. And there are two siblings, 11 and 12 years old, where the school district was counseling them against their biological gender, gave them new gender alternative names and pronouns. Wow. And the parents found out about it because a courageous teacher who later got fired told the parents. So when the parents found out, they were outraged, of course. And the school district said that they had the authority to do that based on state education guidelines.
Wow.
So thank God that the Child and Parental Rights Campaign came in and filed the lawsuit on behalf of the parents. But this is happening all over the country. This organization's sole focus is defending families like this. That's how rampant it is. And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the lawyer, Bernadette Broyles, that formed this organization, she's one of the experts that we interview in the new film documentary that you mentioned that we just released, Truth and Lies in American Education.
Yeah, and a little bit later on, listener, I'm going to give you the website there where you can check out that film, Truth and Lies Film, okay? I could tell you right now, it's truthandliesfilm.us. You know, another thing, Sherry, is the fact that, you know, whenever the COVID shut down, see, that kind of backfired them on a little bit because all of a sudden, children were staying home and getting their studies, you know, transferred to them via Zoom, you know, and the parents would walk up and say, what in the world is going on there? Yep, they sort of messed up on that, and they got caught. What, if any, is the best age when it comes to teaching kids about sexuality?
Well, certainly not in kindergarten. I think, again, I can't even understand why anybody would think that that is okay. Mm-hmm. And personally, and as an organization, we believe that that's a topic that ought to be taught at home and maybe within the family community. Doesn't belong in schools whatsoever. But if they were, and they do, of course, and it's been happening for decades, you know, it should start maybe in middle school, and it should be an education that points to the advantages of abstaining from sexual activity until they are married and equipping them with the goal to do that.
You know, and convincing them to go ahead and say, if you're a little boy, now you want to be a little girl, or vice versa. And then the chemicals that they use to start this process, and all of this is hidden from the parents. That is what I can't quite comprehend. How in the world did the schools get so much control over your children? You know, they're supposed to have them for 5 or 6 hours, you know, not the rest of their life.
Well, it has become an issue, and especially for the left. And, you know, actually it's an age-old issue, the argument of who should be responsible for the upbringing of children, the parents or the state. And in America, I would have never thought we'd gotten to the point where we would have a president who said, and he said last week during a, or this week during a teacher event, it was a Teacher of the Year award event, and he was quoted as saying, they're all our children, and when they're with you in the classroom, they're really your children. So
yeah.
It is really sad, and that is why parents are outraged across the country They're not interested in co-parenting with the government, and the raising of their child is their sole responsibility, not that of the government.
Yeah, and I hope that parents let that soak in, because I remember when Biden said that and the word came out, you know, they're not your children when we have them. Wow. I mean, that is unbelievable. Talk about power control. It's amazing that there wasn't a bigger uproar, you know. I haven't heard as much as I thought I would, and I'm sure glad you brought it up. This documentary film, it's more like a movie, isn't it? And once again, the website is Truth and Lies Film, FILM.US. How long does the film run, approximately?
It's just slightly over an hour, and mm-hmm. and it is more like a movie. It's the story of a young mother who is trying to decide, you know, what kind of education is best for her child. And actually, my daughter-in-law stars in the film, and she tells her story. It's a true story where she came to work for me with U.S. Parents Involved in Education. And I made her do some, you know, she had some mandatory reading to do so she would understand the history and our positions on education. And so it's her story, and she interviews the experts of the books that she was required to read. And in the end, it unfolds her decision to homeschool my grandchildren. So it's a wonderful story, but at the same time, it's packed full of expert testimonies about what is happening in government schools. So we cover everything from the sexualization of children, which we mentioned, the anti-American propaganda and the inaccurate history in the textbooks. We also cover critical race theory quite thoroughly. And, you know, it's just packed full of information that proves...
Because we're almost out of time here, that it also brings up Crimes of the Educators. Good friend of mine and constant guest on this show, Alex Newman, co-author of that book, and so many other great ways to find out what's going on. Once again, the name of the movie is the film is Truth and Lies Film.us. All right, Truth and Lies Film FILM.US. And find out what's going on that shouldn't be going on, you know, in your classrooms. And forget about Biden saying the children don't belong to you just because you've turned them over to education. Wow, you know, that is one of the stupidest things he said. I know he thought his wife, the doctor, he thought she was the vice president one day. But it's sort of an indication, Sherry, just kind of ignore the guy as much as you can, right?
Right. So, yeah, and one other important thing I'd like to mention about the film is it exposes the Marxist influence and the pro-communist, you know, because critical race theory is Marxist in its roots. And I like to bring that up because even if you don't have kids in public school or even grandchildren, everybody needs to become informed about this because they're churning out little Marxists every day. And if we don't stop the liberal indoctrination of children, our very freedom is being threatened.
All right. Sherry Few of United Parents Involved in Education. The website is USPIE, US Pie. You know, get a piece of the pie and find out how good it is to find out the truth, all right? USPIE.org. Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right. Coming up next, Michael Cutler.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Kaanapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Kaanapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN. And let me go to my guest now, Michael Cutler, a retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He is host of the radio program, the Michael Cutler Hour, and Mike has testified as an expert witness at numerous congressional hearings on issues related to the enforcement of immigration laws, especially in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. You can find his articles at Newsmax.com, MichaelCutler.net, FrontPageMag.com, TheAmericanConservative.com, and, of course, USINC, USINC.org. Michael, how are you? Hello, Mike. All right. For some reason, Dare Swade, it seems like I lost little Mike for some reason.
There we go. Can you hear me okay?
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay now. Okay. But
good.
It wasn't
perfect.
Okay a moment ago.
That was at my end. I apologize. I had a loose connection, but I just took care of it. So here I am.
All right. I had a loose connection one time, and I had a good friend that had a loose connection. I'll put it that way. And he divorced her. So last I heard, I don't know. Anyway,
that was really a loose connection. Yes,
your buddy there, Mariorkas, Alejandro Mariorkas. Boy, is he coming out with some crazy remarks now? I'm telling you, and you were like a couple, maybe a day and a half ahead of what he was talking about, living up to the expectations, a zealous opponent of the immigration law enforcement. I just caught part of Fox News this morning, Michael, and they were talking about, I guess, one of the newspapers gave him 3 Pinocchios and then went ahead and moved it on to 4 when he was explaining, you know, how they come across the border and then we pick them up later if they don't report in. And, I mean, oh, my goodness, lying from, you know, it's the old saying, how do you know he's lying? His lips are moving.
Yeah. Yeah, my wow. our TVs are now lie detectors. Turn it on. If Biden or Mayorkas or one of these nitwits is on, you know they're lying.
Boy, oh boy.
And, you know, this is about national security. This is about public safety and public health. And, you know, I'm a registered Democrat. I want to be clear. I'm not being partisan. I'm being American. And the Democrat Party seems to be turning itself into the Deathocrat Party or the Undemocrat Party. They're going to have a ministry of truth? Really? Why don't they
sound a lot like socialism, Mike? Does it sound like socialism?
Totalitarianism, communism, yeah. Fascism. But certainly not Americanism. And, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but there's that line, I don't know if you saw iRobot with Will Smith, where he's warning that these robots pose a threat. And when everyone sees what's really happening, he says, somehow I told you so, just doesn't quite say it. And back on December 7th, 2020, I wrote an article as Biden was putting together his cabinet, and he said he was going to pick Mayorkas, and I flipped out. For your audience to know, Mayorkas was working for the Obama administration, first as the head of Citizenship and Immigration Services, and then they promoted him to the deputy director of Homeland Security. And he ordered that visas be approved for aliens when they never should have been approved. In
hey,
fact,
Mike,
ABC News, to their credit, did a major report, a series.
I want to tell you something real quick, okay? I think Mayorkas is still working for the Obama administration. Go ahead.
Well, I think they all still are, and I think Joe Biden is also, for that matter.
Right, absolutely.
Okay? And so he was told by both the FBI and Homeland Security Investigations, which is a division of ICE, that a particular set of visa petitions should never be approved because there was a strong potential that they were linked to terrorism from Iran. And Mayorkas said, I don't care. We are going to approve them. And he did, and he got away with it.
Yep.
And then there was according to a report by Chuck Grassley, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I testified for Chuck. He asked me to testify back in 2013 on immigration before the Senate Judiciary. And they linked Mayorkas' decision to McAuliffe, Terry McAuliffe, who's, of course, linked to Hillary and company with an electric vehicle manufacturing company, approved visas for them. So he was making decisions based on politics and ignoring national security.
And
this
maybe
is the
politics,
guy you put in charge?
Yeah, Mike. Maybe politics and money, as we now take a break, which involves money somehow, okay? And we're going to be right back with more. Michael Cutler. Hey, it's usync.org, frontpagemagazine.com, and michaelcutler.net. We shall return.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A criminal gang of art thieves and bank robbers takes advantage of the fact that they're all scary animals, including a wolf, a snake, a piranha, a shark, and more, reveling in their designation as the bad guys. A new animated feature from DreamWorks now playing in theaters.
You ever wonder what it'd be like if the world wasn't scared of us?
You villains, you need a makeover.
That's a guinea pig professor who's a famous apostle of goodness who works with the governor of California, secretly a tough gal superhero, to try to transform the bad guys into good guys despite their identification as members of unpopular species. It's amusing, handsomely animated, and endearingly silly with vocal talent including Sam Rockwell, Marc Maron, and Awkwafina. This is no classic, but certainly entertaining enough that it's likely there will be sequels, as there were with the books that inspired it. 2.5 stars for the loony but likable and PG-rated The Bad Guys.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Michael Cutler, who happens to be host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour, and writes for so many great, great websites, and focusing on terror and immigration and all of this good stuff. And unfortunately, you have to mention the word terror in there. I had to cut you short there for the break, Mike. Go ahead and continue, please.
It's happened before. I'm used to this. Abuse me. It's all right.
Yes.
You know, and I also wrote another article for Front Page Magazine, which shows the hypocrisy. Former Honduran president charged with smuggling huge quantities of narcotics into the United States. Now, think about that. On April 21st, the Department of Justice issued a press release, and the title was Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras, indicted on drug trafficking and firearms charges, extradited to the United States from Honduras. Allegedly, he moved over 500 tons of cocaine into the United States, got $1 million in bribes, allegedly, from El Chapo Guzman, the most prolific Mexican drug cartel leader, who, by the way, was prosecuted in Brooklyn, New York. Why Brooklyn, the Eastern District of New York? Because he had turned Queens into his hub of drug distribution networks to the East Coast of the United States. That is El Chapo Guzman did. Now, why? Mm-hmm. Because of the sanctuary policies of the New York City Police Department. You know, I spent half my 30-year career with the Drug Task Force. I did a four-year assignment with the Unified Intelligence Division of DEA. So human traffickers and drug smugglers are frequently one and the same. We've seen congressional testimony about how Hezbollah, you think Hezbollah Middle East, Hezbollah, which is a terror group that is controlled by Iran, is all over Latin America working with human traffickers, drug smugglers, and alien smugglers to flood America with criminals, with sleeper agents, and with narcotics, and the proceeds funding terrorism around the world. And you have a Biden administration that says, oh, we don't need a secure border. Really? And so the attorney general said, we'll go anywhere and do whatever it takes, and we're going to go after these people that are smuggling drugs into the country. And the attorney general of the United States complained how the former president of Honduras had corrupted elements of the Honduran government, from the military to law enforcement to the Congress.
What's happening here? Let me check something real quick, okay? So you're talking about Iran and Hezbollah. That's where Hezbollah comes from, sending them up through South America.
Well, actually, Lebanon, they took it over. It started in Lebanon,
Yeah, okay. But so they're bringing them up into South America, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, Iran, isn't that, for some reason I'm getting this connection with just many, many pallets or plates, whatever you want to call them. You know the thing. Yeah, I love it whenever I do a Biden. Anyway, stacked full of money that went to Iran from a former president who is now kind of tinkering around and telling our current president maybe what he should do, and that would be one Mr. Obama.
Yep.
Is there any kind of connection there at all?
Boy, you have to wonder, don't you?
Yes.
And you know, I was on a radio program with former Congressman Peter King. This was two or three days ago. Peter King was the chairman of the subcommittee that held the hearing about Hezbollah working throughout Latin America, and we had a very interesting exchange about that. So if you look, and this is open source, this isn't where you have to go digging very deeply to find it.
Yeah.
That's what's so alarming to me and so astonishing to me. Let me read a quick quote, because that hearing was held on April the 17th, 2018. The subcommittee was Counterterrorism and Intelligence, all right, of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. And one of the witnesses was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Emmanuel Ortolenghi, and he is with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Now, here's a brief excerpt. And by the way, none of the other witnesses disagreed. I've testified before quite a few hearings myself. And sometimes other witnesses will say, well, you know, Mr. Cutler means well, but he's getting it wrong, and you have a back and forth. There was no back and forth. All of the witnesses called by both parties were shoulder to shoulder in lockstep agreement about this threat. So here's the quote. In recent years, Hezbollah's Latin American networks, who knew they were in Latin America, right, folks? You think Middle East. Hezbollah's Latin American networks have also increasingly cooperated with violent drug cartels and criminal syndicates, often with the assistance of local corrupt political elites. Cooperation includes the laundering of drug money, arranging multi-ton shipments of cocaine into the United States and Europe, and directly distributing and selling illicit substances to distant markets. Proceeds from these activities finance Hezbollah's arms procurement, its terror activities overseas, its hold on Lebanon's political system, and its efforts both in Lebanon and overseas to keep Shia's communities loyal to its cause and complicit in its endeavors. Now, here is the next sentence, which keeps me awake almost every night, and I'm not saying this to be dramatic. I mean it sincerely. Here it goes. This toxic crime-terror nexus that is Hezbollah and the traffickers is fueling both the rising threat of global jihadism and the collapse of law and order across Latin America that is helping to drive drugs and people northward into the United States. It is sustaining Hezbollah's growing financial needs. It is helping Iran and Hezbollah consolidate a local constituency in multiple countries across Latin America, thus facilitating their efforts to build safe havens for terrorists and a continent-wide terror infrastructure that they can use to strike U.S. targets. And you have the Secretary of Homeland Security doing a tap dance about how he's all excited that we have to make preparation because companies coming. My goodness, you know, there is an OIG report, and Judicial Watch just did a piece about it, and I'm working on another article that will be out in the next couple of days, where it turns out, now this is the headline from Judicial Watch, Nonprofit gets no-bid U.S. contract after hiring Biden official. $17 million for unused hotels for migrants. And this was based, okay, on a an inspector general report about how millions and millions of dollars flowed into this company, and it was a no-competing bid. In government, we're supposed to have at least three bids, and then you pick which one. There was no competition, and it turned out that a former official of the Biden administration was hired by that company, and then the money started to flow.
Hey, let me ask you something. Yeah. All right. So you got these 17 hotels, right, that supposedly were going to be housing these brand new immigrants, future American citizens. But where did all those people go? Because they certainly had enough of them to fill 17 hotels. Do you think they said, no, we're going to spread you out in other areas? Is that what happened, or any idea?
Well, you have to wonder. You know, I'm not going to speculate, but you certainly have to wonder. But this is all about the selling of America. This is the best government money could buy, and I'm fearful that we're going to pay one hell of a price. Iran is racing to get a nuclear weapon, and if we do anything to interfere, I fear that they will activate their sleeper agents. You know, most people don't know this, but during the reelection campaign for Biden, for Obama, there was an effort by Hezbollah in the United States to kill the Saudi ambassador, blow up the Saudi embassy, and perhaps do the same to the Israeli embassy in Washington. And it was all being directed and controlled through the southern border by Hezbollah.
Wow.
And that was how many years ago? We know that they are present in the United States. We know that the narcotics money is funding the terrorist groups. We know that a lot of that money is funding China. You look at record levels of fentanyl, and you have an apologist for open borders by the name of Mayorkas, who has approved visas for terrorists, who has approved visas improperly and demoted and threatened to fire people who worked for him if they didn't approve visas that never should have been approved.
Yeah. How in the hell does a guy like that get the number one position, you know? But, you know, I got to tell you something.
Now, here's my question.
Yep.
Why are we prosecuting the former president of Honduras? And, by the way, the premier of Virgin Islands also arrested a couple of weeks ago in Miami for the same thing, trafficking drugs into the United States. This is an administration that seems to want the drugs. Was it that these so-called leaders didn't play ball with the administration?
I don't understand.
You have to wonder.
How could all these countries be saying, hey, look how easy it is to get into the United States and put all these drugs in here and people. And I mean, we are fighting for the border. Oh, hang on a second. I got my notes here. Yeah, it's the Ukraine border that we're fighting for. Yes, okay.
That's right.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just like George W. Bush wanted to secure the Iraqi border but locked up our Border Patrol agents, right? Think about that.
I'll tell you.
When I look at this madness, and now you've got Kamala Harris saying, well, I'm going to work with the governments of Central America to get to the root cause. Was she working with the former president of Honduras, perhaps, to figure out how to move narcotics into the United States?
Does she know where Central America is? She might end up like in Dakota. Or Chicago, even.
Well, you know, if you ask her, she might do her best impersonation of a laughing hyena. What do you think?
Yeah, really. Well, I think mine
was
funnier than yours, Mike, because I think Central America, I think, was funnier than the hyenas there. I mean, you got to think about it. Where is Central America? Yes. Go ahead.
The damage being done to America enrages me, and I saw that firsthand. You know, my first investigation of a fraud case as a brand new agent. It was supposed to be a nothing case. I wound up tripping over a terror plot in Israel. We prevented the bombing of an oil refinery back in the 70s. There is such a clear nexus to terrorism and narcotics and smuggling and death. And that's why our borders are so important. You know, I work with the Speaker's Bureau in Washington, D.C., and frequently I'm blessed to be able to address members of the armed forces. Generally, it's generals and colonels with the U.S. Air Force, other military groups, and I've made the point, and I get no pushback, that the common mission for all of our branches of the armed forces is to keep the enemies of America as far from our shores as possible. But up close and in person, guess who gets that assignment? It's the Border Patrol and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And so what we have done is to take down our borders, make it easy for America's enemies to flood America. You know, Russia is all but at war with us at this point. You don't think that they would want to put their operatives in the United States as saboteurs? During the beginning of the Second World War, immigration was part of the Labor Department because President Roosevelt's concern was to get Americans working. This is the Depression. And he said, I don't want Americans to lose jobs or suffer wage suppression because of foreign workers. So he was very strong on immigration law enforcement, as were most Democrats. And when we suddenly saw saboteurs from Germany coming ashore, both on Long Island and in Florida from U-boats, they said, wait a minute, this is national security. So they moved immigration from labor to the Justice Department. After 9/11, they moved it to Homeland Security. And what are we doing? Absolutely nothing to deter anyone from coming here. During the Obama administration, when I testified before the Senate, I said that the policies of the Obama administration had fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from all over the world, and for them, the finish line is the border of the United States. Well, if you thought it was bad under Obama, look at what Biden has done. No interior enforcement. Mayorkas has said that aliens who lie on applications for citizenship will not be pursued because you are an American and we will protect you. You have nothing to fear if you lie. But they got to hire an army of IRS agents. So if you or I make a mistake on our tax return, I promise you their agents will grab us by the ankles and shake us until we don't even have lint in our pockets. But if you're an illegal alien, you could get away with lying, which, by the way, is a serious felony under federal statute. So what in the world is the priority of the Biden administration? Declaring Americans to be terrorists and ignoring foreign terrorists?
Well, I got two questions here real quick. Number one, I'm going to go to the Homeland Security guy there, Mayorkas. All right. Don't you realize how busy he's going to be now because he's going to be, you know, censoring Republicans with their new, you know, new thing, right?
The Ministry of Truth.
The Ministry of Truth. He'll be doing that. Okay, so you got to kind of give him a break. He's going to be very busy. Now then, here's a while ago. About 5 minutes ago, I think it was, you said something about you were involved in preventing an oil refinery from being blown up. I want to know, where was that refinery?
It was in Israel, at Haifa.
Israel, okay, because I was thinking, boy, was that in the United States? Where was that? Okay,
no,
Israel.
It was actually in Israel because we had someone coming in linked to the PLO who was here to get the money so they could buy the explosives, and the Israelis grabbed 6 would-be co-conspirators about 2 weeks before the attack was supposed to happen.
Well, you and I have discussed about Israel and their security. I mean, probably number one in the world, right?
Well, it has to be. Their country, they always like to point out, their country is the size of the state of New Jersey, and they're surrounded by enemies. Although increasingly they've been working, thanks to Trump, by the way, with some of the Arab states to defend themselves against the threats being posed by Iran. And this administration seems to be cozying up to Iran, even as it's trying to get nuclear weapons. This is insanity.
What's the thing called in Israel? I think it's called the drone that shoots those rockets off. Boy, very effective.
Well, they're effective, but again, all that has to happen is one has to get through, and there's other ways of delivering nuclear weapons beyond missiles. Think about that. This is a major threat to America and the free world. And the Biden administration is asleep at the switch or too busy rolling in the money. I mean, this is a level of corruption that I never thought would be possible.
He's
for
not only
in the United States.
As we go into the break, Michael Cutler, he's not only asleep at the switch. There are other places too where he's not awake. All right, Michael Cutler, CUTLER. It's michaelcutler.net and frontpagemag.com. Okay. Newsmax.com, TheAmericanConservative.com, and USINC, USINC.org. We'll be back and wrap things up in just a moment.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let BCI Bath and Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective BCI Bath and Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath and Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with the one and only Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former Immigration and Naturalization Service, host of the radio program, the Michael Cutler Hour, and you can find his articles all over the place. Boy, Mayorkas, I don't know. I mean, with all of the clouded background of him, you know, and you know they go through great security checks and everything, so got to be rosy clean even if you are, you know, selling visas or whatever. Isn't it amazing how so many people get elected or are hired, put it that way, and sometimes elected, but hired for these very special high-ranking jobs? And I'm thinking, you know, that the press secretary now, you know, they just announced the brand new one. Did you hear about that?
Well, I'm not familiar with her background, but yes, I did see that they've hired a new one.
Well, she has two high qualifications in this administration, okay? She's gay and she's black.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so...
That solves the whole problem. Forget about competency. You know, when Hillary was running for president, people said to me, wouldn't it be great to have a female president? I said, wouldn't it be great to have a competent president?
Yeah. And I have no qualms.
God forbid, if you go to the emergency room and someone in your family has been sick or injured or whatever, you don't run in saying, give me a black doctor or a woman doctor. You say, give me the best doctor you got. And if it happens to be black or a woman, fine. The doctor who cared for my wife and delivered our children was a guy who came here from Haiti. Brilliant doctor, lived in poverty, dreamed of becoming a doctor, became the head of obstetrics at the hospital. And he's wonderful. And it wasn't that we wanted him because he was black. We wanted him because he's terrific. Okay?
Yeah. But now it seems like, Mike, that that's the number one qualification right now, especially if you're gay, you know, because he's got a, you know, I mean, we have so many important positions that are open with gay, and just because you're gay doesn't mean you lose, you know, your knowledge. But I'm just saying, my goodness, what happens if they say you got to have
It should be a non-factor. That's the bottom line.
You have to have freckles, or you can't get hired. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. That has nothing to do with your qualifications.
No. So this is no longer a meritocracy. So instead of getting the best and brightest, what are we going to wind up with in leadership positions? And as for Mayorkas, everybody knew about his background, and to their credit, some of the Republicans warned their Democrat colleagues in the Senate, this guy's background is terrible. Look at what he's been accused of. Look at the findings of the inspector general. That's internal affairs. He was guilty of serious wrongdoing. And they said, we don't care.
Well, look at paragraph number 4 in your latest report. Republican Representative Jim Jordan was cut off because he's grilling, you know, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Yeah, they just cut
about
off the
why
microphone.
They released terrorists. And he eventually said, yeah, well, some of them may have been detained. Some of them you may know, have been.
Yeah.
You're allowing terrorists into the country, but you drive Americans nuts when they try to get on board an airplane. But we're giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens who are undocumented. That means we don't know who they are. So we put up barriers against car bombs and truck bombs, but we're clueless about who's driving the vehicles throughout the United States.
And today,
what are
we
doing that's making any sense here, Chuck?
You know, the getaways that don't return, supposed to return. Yeah, we go and get them and we send them back.
Or the ones we've never encountered, so we don't even know what their identities are. And again, I come back to one thing. I want your audience to focus on the number 19. That was the number of terrorists on 9/11 who killed more people than we lost to the Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor. And we have maybe a million getaways? And you don't think that's a threat to national security?
And 42 on the terrorist list. Well, Mike, we've run out of time. Boy, nothing like leaving them with a cheery note, huh?
Oh, boy, I tell you. But have a good weekend anyway.
All right. Have a good Mother's Day, too, you know.
You as well, to all you mothers out there.
Yeah, all you mothers out there. Okay. We'll be right back. Upcoming Selwyn Duke.
Tired of your favorite talk shows?
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's see when next we meet. Robert Romano, Vice President of Public Policy for Americans for Limited Government. His latest, has the Fed already lost the war on inflation? And then host of Underground USA podcast, Frank Vernuccio, will be here with his latest. Right now, let me tell you about my world-famous guest, always on top of it all, Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American. He is also a contributor to the college textbooks published by Gail Sinage Learning. And Selwyn's on television, frequent guest on the radio. His website is selwynduke.com. And now here comes the Duke.
Duke
I'm the Duke, and oh, hello there, Mr. Duke. How are you?
You ran away with yourself there, huh, Chuck?
I was getting ready to make up some brand new lyrics there for that song. That's a great country song, isn't it?
I was thinking about that. It could be Duke of Truth. How about that? Duke of Truth.
I like that, yes, and you could call it Mayorkas, right? What's your name?
Oh, after that government official?
That would sound terrible, wouldn't it, if we were starting Mayorkas, 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 Mayorkas. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I would just throw up and go
that
home.
That would be pretty bad.
I am already home. Well, I'll tell you what. This is it's getting out of control. And I love this one right here. I don't love necessarily if it could be true or not, and I'm talking about what we're going to talk about real quick, but I love the fact that you're pointing it out, and I've had a couple of people do that, entitled, Is the Left Agitating for War with Russia So It Can Cement Domestic Tyranny? Put those words together, listener. Selwyn Duke hits it right on the head again, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Chuck. This is just a theory. I want to state that at the outset. But we're all confronted at times with situations in life where we say, okay, this is really befuddling. What's going on here? Human beings are not animals. They're rational creatures, yet they don't seem to be behaving rationally. So is there a method to this madness? Well, you take the situation with Ukraine and Russia. You and I have discussed this before, Chuck, and I've put forth the opinion, and I believe I'm correct, that it's not our fight. The stage was set for this situation in Ukraine by globalist policy going back decades. And at the end of the day, we should be trying to de-escalate, not escalate matters with a nuclear-armed power. In fact, the nation that has more nukes, 6,000, than any other on the face of the earth. But instead, it seems as if our powers that be are actually angling for war. I mean, they're sending billions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine. We know about that. They've been calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal and using other fighting words. We've been training Ukrainian troops, and we're trying to affect Moscow's economic destruction. Not only that, I've heard, and this is just a rumor, that American troops, maybe special forces, are already on the ground in Ukraine. Again, don't know if it's true, but I have heard that. So anyway, what's going on here? Not only that, more recently, U.S. officials have revealed, Chuck, that using our intelligence aid, we've helped Ukraine to kill Moscow's generals, to down a plane carrying Russian soldiers. I think 200 soldiers were on the plane, but don't quote me on the number, and also sink one of Putin's warships. So we have to say what's going on, especially since here's the kicker. Revealing this publicly is very odd. I mean, it's just like with the Supreme Court draft opinion on Roe v. Wade that was leaked. It's completely inappropriate to reveal it. So why would Biden administration officials act this way? They appear to be bragging about what they're doing here, helping to fight Russia. Okay, it seems like they're rubbing Putin's nose in what's going on. And as I put it in my piece, if you wanted to provoke a hot war, well, this is exactly how you would do it. Okay, so what's going on? Well, this has a very Dr. Strangelove-esque quality about it. You could say, well, you know, weapons manufacturers, they donate money to politicians, to Democrats in particular, and Biden was just visiting, I think, a Lockheed Martin factory the other day, talking about how great it was that they were producing the weapons needed by Ukraine. But that doesn't really explain it. But there's one motivation that would, and it's this. A serious conflict, absolutely, Chuck, would provide the left an opportunity to seize complete domestic control, to cement its power, and it could even be permanent. Now, I don't know that that's why they're agitating for war, but here's what's for sure. If we did lock horns with Russia, that situation would, absolutely would be used to further curtail civil liberties. Now, how do you know this? It's very simple, because major conflicts are always used in that way. We saw with Abraham Lincoln during the war between the states what happened. He arrested journalists and publishers and other people, okay? Mm-hmm. World War I, what happened? We had the passage of the Espionage Act of 1917, the Sedition Act of 1918, and the latter absolutely, positively did trample free speech. And World War II, what happened? Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as we know, that great Democrat, was notorious for interning Japanese citizens, I should say American citizens of Japanese descent, and also some American citizens of German descent, and for persecuting some Italian descent American citizens. Okay, this happened. Now, when you see this trampling of civil liberties, Chuck, during major conflicts, okay, in certain cases, there may be good intentions behind it. In certain cases, the government may actually be saying, well, this group is legitimately, when I say this group, I don't mean an ethnic group, I mean maybe a political one. This group is legitimately undermining our war effort and is not operating in good faith. That's possible. But
you know, and let me just say, you know, it's like you talk about, you know, the different ethnicities, but then and different people with different power suggestions. But it's almost like, why are they going to be locked up? Oh, well, they're conservatives, see? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking absolutely.
Way back, you know, that after World War II, you know, when the Japanese were locked up, it was just Japanese. It was one word. Well, now it can be conservatives, you know.
Right.
White supremacists, you know. It's very easy, and we keep hearing these words all the time, white supremacists. I hadn't heard that ever until just recently. That many times, but yeah, go ahead.
It's something the left has just ginned up, and we know why, because it's all based on political expediency and a desire for pure, unadulterated power. But anyway, so that's what happens during major conflicts, and it's what would happen again. In fact, it would be worse today, Chuck. Why? Because we're farther down that rabbit hole of moral nihilism and wanton constitutional trespass. Okay, not only that, what have we seen already? We've already seen, Chuck, that if you question our Ukraine policy operating in completely good faith, you're labeled a stooge of Putin. That's already happening. Not only Democrats have signaled over and over again for years now what they want. They've been very clear. They want complete power by any means necessary. Now, why do I say that? Let's just review a little recent history. We've seen Democrat politicians agitating for violence. Maxine Waters in California calling for her supporters to get in the faces of Trump officials. I mean, you might remember that speech.
Yeah.
She was using very violent rhetoric. We've seen Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader here in New York. He was actually threatening Supreme Court justices a while back, saying you will reap the whirlwind, basically saying if you do not vote in accordance with our agenda, we're going to hurt you in some way. Okay, this is unprecedented. And not only that, what else have we seen? We've seen the Democrats' de facto stormtroopers acting like the brown shirts in 1930s Germany, going into the streets, hurting people, rioting, burning buildings. In fact, there were 600-plus riots in 2020 alone. There is, I reminded people of this in my article, this Democrat operative, Scott Folvall, okay, he works behind the scenes, one of many. He was caught on hidden video, Chuck, in 2016 by Project Veritas, talking about how they purposely incited violence at Trump rallies. And he said, unabashedly, quote, "We're starting anarchy here." Mm. You can watch the video, okay? And now we see that, again, this violence is being ratcheted up. Just in time for the midterms. Why? Because we had that leaked draft opinion concerning Roe v. Wade, and now the left thinks it is something to run on in the midterms. It's up in arms. There's already been violence in Los Angeles, maybe elsewhere. There are threats being made against Supreme Court justices. The conservative ones have been doxxed. Activists, left-wing activists, have encouraged people to protest at their homes.
Yeah, and you know what's planned for this Sunday at all the Catholic churches? Supposed to be protests. I saw it just before I came on the air on Fox News, and they're already painting the buildings. Keep your Catholic religion out of our bodies.
Funny.
You know.
They didn't have that attitude when it came to the so-called vaccines, did they? Keep
no, they
your
didn't.
Drugs
you know,
out of our bodies.
Yeah. Your body is your own? Yeah. Uh-uh. No. You're right.
But, you know, yeah, that's Lenin think, though. I've mentioned this before. That's the way Vladimir Lenin operated. He actually unabashedly said, yes, we've changed our position, and when it's convenient, we'll change it again, because to the people in question, Chuck, the crucial distinction is not true and untrue. No, it's convenient and inconvenient. It's politically expedient and not so. That's how these people operate. They're very, very demonic in that they're anti-truth. They're enemies of truth, and it means absolutely nothing to them. In fact, truth is their mortal enemy. But anyway, getting back to this history here. So we've seen all this violence, and it's been tacitly approved by Democrat leaders, absolutely positively. I wrote an essay about that a couple of years ago titled Violence, Inc., A Democrat Enterprise. People should read it because I documented how all these Democrat figures were encouraging this violence, okay? But meanwhile, while this goes on, what happens if conservatives step one inch out of line, Chuck? Well, we know because we've seen what happened with the January 6th martyrs, and yes, I'm calling them martyrs, okay? You get hung out to dry. But What happened, though, in 2020 with Chaz? Does anyone remember Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? Well, that was a takeover for weeks of part of Seattle. That was by definition an insurrection, but it was sloughed off. And get this, the kicker? Its leader, its, quote, warlord, Raz Simone was his name, was, according to what I found, never even charged with a crime. Think about that. Never even charged with a crime. And want to take the hypocrisy further? Nancy Pelosi in 2011, I'm going back a little ways now, actually called the longest ever occupation of an American government building. That would have been the takeover of the Wisconsin Capitol building in 2011. She called it an impressive show of democracy in action, quote unquote. That's what she said. So these are the kind of people we're dealing with.
You know, Selwyn, when I read this article and you said, not to mention Nancy Pelosi called the longest ever occupation of, and she almost holds that distinction as being the longest one holding the occupation in Congress herself, right? How old is she and how long has she been there? Before I got through the whole paragraph, I thought, is that where he's going? Let me see here. But, we got about 20 seconds, so I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to come back to the plane and won't even be interrupted with that host that keeps jumping in? Because, you know, we don't have 20 seconds now. We only have 10 seconds. But
that's
see,
right.
If I would have let you do it 20 seconds ago, you know. Hey, guess what, listener? We're going to be right back, and then we're going to get the rest of the story, so to speak. Is the left advocating for war with Russia so it can cement domestic tyranny? But I got washing my tongue. Yes. Michael Cutler was here. Sherry Few was here. And I've been saved with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and his website, selwynduke.com. Be right back.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com.
I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down, and my acid and digestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder and back to Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, and perhaps we might be discussing the possibility of history being changed. Who knows? Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Selwyn.
Yeah. No, it is scary. It is scary. And before the break, what I was doing was I was illustrating how the Democrats have made it crystal clear, these leftist demagogues in government and elsewhere, that they want pure, unadulterated power by any means necessary. And let's point out that they also stole the 2020 election, all the while calling it the most secure election in U.S. history. And by the way, there was just a report pertaining to this that I saw last night on television, Chuck, on the show of your friend and mine, Tucker Carlson. Maybe you watched it, but this had to do with an investigation they conducted that proved that there was vote fraud having to do with these drop boxes that they had all over the place in 2020. And what they did was they were able to track cell phone pings, right? So if you're carrying a cell phone, it's sending out a signal. It can be tracked. Okay. And here's what they found. They found that at these drop boxes, you had the same people going there over and over and over again, the same cell phone pings over and over again. And if I remember correctly, don't quote me on this, but I think the guest on Carlson's show said the average number of times that these activists went to these drop boxes was 38. I don't know if you remember if that's accurate or not, but anyway, the point is this. What this means is what we knew before. You have these people who are activists who are stuffing these drop boxes with phony ballots. That's why they're going there over and over again. Who knows how many ballots they had in their hands each single time. It's unbelievable. But anyway,
You know, and the drop boxes were very convenient because of what? COVID. You watch. It'll be here just in time. I'm not sure on the 2020, but it'll definitely be here, you know, on the 24 election.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's good that some states are pushing back against this and trying to eliminate drop boxes. Because, Chuck, it's funny, but I'm old enough, I'm sorry to say, to remember when Election Day really was Election Day. You got your rear end out and you went to the polls if you wanted to vote. That's the way it's supposed to be. They're trying to make voting easier and easier because not only do you get out the uninformed vote that way, but it facilitates vote fraud. But anyway, okay, I've made that clear. They want power. And here's the point. Here's what this adds up to. If there were a major war under Biden's watch, what would happen? Well, you would see the greatest Big Brother seizure of control in U.S. history. There's no doubt about it. I mean, even if the war was not started for that reason, that's absolutely what would happen, okay? The only question is, are these radicals who were in charge, Chuck, crazy enough or desperate enough to risk nuclear war to try to make this happen? You know, now, when assessing this, there are a couple of things you should consider. And I've talked about this on your show before, but one, the Democrats right now have become completely un-American and unpalatable, as we all know. They've got nothing to run on. What are they going to say? We want to put boys in your daughter's bathroom and on her sports team? So the only thing they have right now is this ginned up Roe v. Wade controversy, which is pure and utter nonsense. Not only that, I often point this out, these demagogues aren't normal, Chuck. They're power mongers, and that's a very significant thing. I always explain it this way because power lust is not something that the average person can relate to because he's not beset by that problem. But just as people can lust after food or sex or money, those are motivations we all have to some extent, just hopefully not to a disordered degree. Well, in the same way, Chuck, people can lust after power. okay? And these people gravitate towards government, and they're very, very dangerous. And just like there's a man who might risk his marriage, risk his career, having extramarital affairs, right, because he so wants to indulge his prurient desires, well, these power mongers, these megalomaniacs, Chuck, are the same way. They may assume great, tremendous risk just to satisfy their dark cravings. You have to consider that, okay? Now, there's one more thing, one more element to this. There's something that's called the four stages of communist subversion. It was laid out many decades ago. This was something that the Soviets actually pursued, okay? The first stage is demoralization. That's the undermining of the morals of the target nation. We've seen that happening for decades now in our country. The second stage is destabilization. We've seen that in recent years with the toppling of statues, all the violence, the intensifying attacks on our institutions, right? But then there's the third stage after destabilization, and that would be crisis. Crisis is when a revolution occurs. What do you need to have a crisis? Well, a major war absolutely would fit the bill, maybe along with food shortages. Right.
And the final thought on this, in just a moment, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A Viking prince sees his father murdered before his eyes and then dedicates his whole life to seeking revenge in the haunting and gorgeous epic The Northman, now playing in theaters.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
And what is that?
A kingdom. And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance.
That's Alexander Skarsgård and Anya Taylor-Joy, who together with Nicole Kidman and the rest of a capable cast, help bring 9th century Scandinavia to otherworldly life. The visionary writer-director Robert Eggers, best known for The Lighthouse and The Witch, uses actual Icelandic and Danish thousand-year-old tales as his source material, with scrupulous and eye-popping attention to historical details of that brutal era. Rated R for brutal but unforgettable imagery, forced stars for the ferocious The Northman.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is DeGaulle Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, discussing his latest, Is the Left Agitating for War with Russia So It Can Cement Domestic Tyranny? And Selwyn was giving down, counting down the final stages there where that could possibly happen. And I know you got to the second was destabilization. Let's go back over the third and the fourth, okay? The fourth being the final thing that you've got to worry about.
Yeah. I did want to go through that again because I knew there was a break and I was rushing. But I want to make clear, I'm not saying that the people involved in this believe in doctrinaire Marxism. They don't care about that. They only care about power. I was talking about the stages of communist subversion because these are the things that you implement if you want to try to achieve power in a society, if you want to seize power for yourself. And the first stage, again, is demoralization. You undermine the morality of the people in question, of the target nation, because you want to make it ripe for a takeover. That's very, very important. Like great thinkers have said all throughout history, Chuck, there's a link between morality, between virtue and freedom. Without virtue, you can't enjoy legitimate freedoms. As the Anglo-Irish philosopher Edmund Burke put it, he said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters." So you have to undermine the morals of a civilization. That's been happening for many decades in our country, unfortunately. In fact, Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov said in the mid-80s already that this process was more than complete, even back then. Okay, you've got then the second stage, which is destabilization. Now, again, we've seen that going on for years with all the violence, the relentless attacks on our institutions. We have been destabilized, no question about it. Now, that makes you ripe for the crisis stage. Crisis is when a revolution occurs, and you need something to spark the crisis. And, of course, it can easily happen once you're destabilized. But what would that be? Well, you need disaster. Would food shortages do it? Would a terrible terrorist attack maybe combined with them do it? Well, one thing that certainly could do it would be a major war. Absolutely, positively. That would be the crisis that could allow these demagogues to really seize power. Did you want to say something, Chuck? I'm sorry.
No, I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's what we're facing. And again, because our morals have been undermined, we're all very, very susceptible to this. And I know it's a crazy theory, and I'm not saying this is definitely the answer, but it's something we have to be concerned about because the people in charge just might be crazy enough for this theory to be true. And like I said earlier, even if they don't want to get us into a war for that reason, if they do get us into a war, that's what's going to happen. As Rahm Emanuel said, never let a serious crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let this crisis go to waste. You can bank on that.
And you know what? And I kind of follow his advice in a way. You know how I do that? You know?
How's
because
that?
I never try to let a fantastic guest go to waste, okay? Even with all my, you know, my butt-ins and all this other stuff. And sometimes I get in at the wrong time, and, you know, and I apologize for that. You know,
No, you're great, Chuck. You're great.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I mean, you're like on the top of the list here when it comes to getting out excellent reports. And I was going to tell the listeners that I noticed, and I don't see this very often, but you are actually, you can follow Selwyn Duke on MeWe, right? MeWe, just one E, okay. One Getter, E, yeah. is that what they call it, Getter or Gitter?
They call it Getter, yep.
Getter, J-E-T-T-R, Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. You can also just put Selwyn Duke and get his email address and write him wonderful love letters and things like that. Or better yet, you can go to selwynduke.com and read all of these excellent articles and all of the links. See, there's a gob of links that he puts in here showing you, you know, where a lot of his stuff came from. So, you know, it's 100% accurate, right?
I strive for that, absolutely. I don't want to be like CNN after all, the counterfeit news network, right?
Well, you are definitely a plus, but you're not a CNN plus, so congratulations. Yeah.
Hey, how many millions of dollars did they spend for those 10,000 subscribers?
Oh, yeah, wasn't it like $178 million, or am I off on that?
I don't know. I thought it was even more. I thought it was more like $250 million, and they ended up with 10,000 subscribers. I mean, talk about falling flat on your face.
And most of those are relatives, you know.
Yeah.
There's my son. Yes. Is that your son? Well, I heard he was. I don't know. But anyway, Douglas Murray on this next article says the left would cancel every dead white male except Karl Marx. Now, is Douglas Murray, that's the name of the guy that does that video, right, in this piece?
Right, right.
Yeah, how could I forget his name?
Tucker Carlson Show?
No, the one at 8 o'clock, and he's on the We5, Gutfield. I'm sorry.
Hannity Show?
Yeah.
No, how did Gutfield. It come on afterwards?
No, it's
Gutfield.
Gutfield.
Okay.
Yeah, Gutfield. You know, and I like the way he talks, put it that way, okay? Very proper.
He's got that nice English accent. You know, here's the funny thing. I'm not the first one to say this, but in the United States, if someone has a really, really nice British accent, people automatically think he's intelligent. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. You're very correct, sir. Do you get that?
Yeah.
You're very correct, Mr. Duke.
Not politically correct, though.
No, but I mean, I wasn't sounding smart, apparently, right? Maybe I don't have
no,
it down yet.
You always sound smart.
Okay, Mr. Duke. Mr. Duke, let us continue. What would you do if you really wanted to destroy something? Would you pull it up by its roots? What accent is that, Chuck? It's a stupid, thank God it's Friday accent. Okay.
I'm not even going to try to feign a British accent because I wouldn't do that well. But anyway, yes, you pull something up by its roots if you really want to destroy it. And this explains what's going on with our cultural revolutionaries. We were just talking about all the violence. But then, of course, violence, if you want to use that term, Chuck, can take different forms, like the attacking of our founding fathers, the attacking of everything that's foundational to the West, attacking Christianity, and even people such as ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, he's been attacked too. But it's interesting because while this happens, there are some white males who get a special dispensation. And one of them would happen to be Karl Marx. Douglas Murray pointed this out. And the reason why he's in the news right now is that he just had this book published called The War on the West, and it's been receiving a lot of attention, probably deservedly so. But anyway, there was a special by the same name Sunday night on Fox Nation, or Sunday. I don't know if it was day or night. Evening, yes, Sunday evening. Anyway, he was joined by some other intellectuals during this discussion, and it was very, very interesting. And among other things, they warned of the indoctrination of children, and we talked about this. For instance, there was this Coleman Hughes on there. He's an author and podcast host, and he was warning of the indoctrination of children. He said, quote, "There's this massive lie of omission about world history. Most kids have no idea that the Arab world enslaved 14 million Africans. They have no idea about the history of slavery in China and Korea. They hear the word slavery and associate it only with the West."
Right.
And that's absolutely true, Chuck. And the problem with this is how you destroy a civilization. George Orwell, the author of 1984, once said, I'm paraphrasing now, but the best way to destroy a people is to obliterate their understanding of their own history. And that's what's happened in our civilization. Kids are raised today not being inculcated with pride for their civilization, pride in their nation, but being instilled with an antipathy for it. And this is very, very destructive, because if you think that something is so misbegotten, is so terrible, well, what are you going to conclude? It should be destroyed. Why should I defend it? No wonder we heard that statistic a little while back, Chuck, indicating that a majority, I think it was, or some high percentage of Democrats would not fight for the United States if it were under attack. Not surprising at all. But what's so interesting.
And another perfect example, Selwyn, is when all those statues, remember during all the riots and the statues were being pushed over? Yeah, we got to eliminate history. Eliminate history, Unbelievable.
Yeah. And not only that, it's a year zero, like under the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia between 75 and 79, because as our traditional heroes' statues are torn down, what takes their place? Well, in Washington, D.C., they erected a statue of Marion Barry, who basically was a crack user. I mean, may he rest in peace. I know you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but I'm saying let's not heroize the man because he was not a hero. Just let him rest in peace. And then in another area, although it's on private land, I think there's a statue of Lenin, something like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. But here's the striking thing. Slavery is used so much as a cudgel with which to bludgeon the United States, and they love to call it our original sin. But what's so striking about that, Chuck, is that slavery, as Hughes pointed out, Coleman Hughes, is not unique to the United States. The United States did not originate slavery. It was born into a world in which slavery was the norm. So slavery was not a historical anomaly. What was the historical anomaly? It's abolition, the elimination of slavery. And guess where that happened? That happened first in places such as the state of Vermont. Later on, it happened in Great Britain, another Western civilization. Then it happened in the United States as a whole. We fought a bloody war, partially to eliminate slavery, partially at least. Okay, again, Western civilization did that. So what the left has done, what they always do, it's a very devilish, demonic thing, Chuck, is that they're not just telling a lie, but they're turning truth on its head completely and totally. Because the truth is this, and this is the money line, and this is what we should be teaching our kids. Please remember it. Westerners might not have been the first ones to practice slavery, but this is for sure. They definitely were the first ones to eliminate it. And that's a striking fact of history. And then that's something that should make us all feel pride in our civilization. I mean, a striking fact of history. But anyway, getting back to Douglas Murray, so on that Fox Nation special, War in the West, he commented on this historical malpractice, this teaching malpractice, and he said, quote, "This remorseless attack on the West has attacked Western peoples. It's attacked Western history. It's also attacked Western ideas, the foundational ideas that we have. Every single foundational thinker in the West has now been assaulted through the dead white male lens. Aristotle was attacked in the Washington Post for being, quote, the grandfather of scientific racism. So you can now deplatform Aristotle 3,000 years later. The idea that these people 2,500 years ago happened not to share all of our views is now used against them. It's also some of the thinkers who we credit in the West as being the people who came up with the concepts of rationalism, of reason. Voltaire in France, David Hume in the United Kingdom, and many more. This is a complete clearing away of the intellectual terrain of the past." And he put that very well, and yes, okay, we were talking before about communist subversion or how you seize power in a civilization. This is also how you do it. If you want to remake a civilization, Chuck, in your own image, you have to wipe the slate clean. You have to wipe away everything that came before. And this is so, so destructive. We should be taking pride in our civilization. Everything that we see today that we enjoy is the function of millennia of striving, of the endeavors of our forefathers, Chuck. All the infrastructure, all the truths that have been revealed, all the science, all the great teachings, Christianity, so many other things that I can't even think of. We should be holding on to these things and protecting them. And we should be outraged that anyone would try to undermine our civilization. Because you do that, you knock the legs out from under this stool, what's going to happen? The whole enterprise could collapse. That's what happens when you undermine traditions. Tradition is the glue that holds a civilization together. But what they were talking about on Sunday was this attack upon white men in general. Well, why are white men in particular attacked? Well, very simply because they're the ones who visibly, Chuck, founded and built Western civilization. Mm-hmm. Okay? But there is that one Western philosophy, and Max Eden, who was also on the show, he's another author, he pointed this out. There is one Western philosophy that gets a free pass, Marxism. And one of its progenitors also gets a free pass, and that would be Karl Marx. They're not wiped off the slate, or at least that's not happening right now. And why is it? Well, the reason why is obvious, because Marxism, Chuck, is a, quote, Western, unquote, ideology whose embrace serves to destroy Western culture. And that's what this is all about. So Marx is a convenient dead white male. You can use him and his ideas to try to destroy what you hate today if you're a leftist, all that is great and good.
Yeah, it's another excellent article here, and so much on this one. But he gets the free pass, yeah.
Yeah, and there's more, too. It's just I figured we were coming up on a break, but wait till you hear about Marx.
You got about 40 seconds or so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Marx was also, by our standards for sure, a flaming racist, but the left doesn't seem to care about that. I mean, as Murray put it, things that Marx said he couldn't even repeat on the air. He was a proponent of slavery, Marx was. He used the N-word all the time. And I don't know if I have time to quote him. Maybe I'll have to wait for after the break. But the point is that this is the kind of man who the left should want to see canceled. But like we said before, the left doesn't have principles. It has preferences. And right now it's convenient for them to elevate Marx.
All right. And we'll come back with a final conclusion here from Selwyn Duke here in just a moment. Excellent article. Left would cancel every dead white male except Karl Marx. Got to be another one out there somewhere, Selwyn. All right, Selwyn Duke. And remember the website, selwynduke.com. We shall return.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor. I look like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons. It's a value. They're value per dollar that they're getting. Plus, coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. You know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Mangia.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com, and let's get in these marked quotes, and away you go there, Selwyn.
Yeah. Karl Marx, we were talking about him, that purveyor of sweetness and light. Anyway, by today's standards, he was a flaming racist, as I put it, and he actually defended black slavery in the United States. He said, quote, in The Poverty of Philosophy, 1847, "Without slavery, North America, the most progressive of countries, would be transformed into a patriarchal country. Wipe out North America from the map of the world, and you'll have anarchy, the complete decay of modern commerce and civilization. Abolish slavery, and you will have wiped America off the map of nations." Unquote. Now, of course, he was wrong about that, as he was wrong about so many things, but that's what he wrote. And let's note something here. He agitated against patriarchy back in the mid-19th century. Why did he do that? Because, this is what he said, Chuck, he said feminism, or as he put it, feminine upheaval, quote-unquote, was necessary for socialist revolution. So just think about that for a moment. Now, I always like to be fair in these things, so I'll point out that the N-word, back when he used it in the mid-19th century, to some extent in certain cases, had a different connotation than it does today. But we don't give up people on the right or people who are conservative heroes that courtesy, right? We don't give them that special dispensation.
Well, you know, another word like that, Selwyn, real quick, just popped in my tiny brain, the word gay, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's funny how words change, you know. I guess it's according who the leaders are.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Gay, of course, used to mean happy, and really we should reclaim that meaning of the word and make it dominant again. But anyway, as I was just saying, we never, or people on the left, never, ever think context or intention is exculpatory when at issue are the West's foundational figures. The left doesn't do that, right? And that's because these figures don't have Marx's socialist privilege. And it really is disgusting what's going on. It's an attack on our society, and it's been largely successful. We're being brought down, and that's because too many of us are apathetic. We just don't care enough about defending our civilization. We don't really appreciate it, understand what it is, and realize how easily it can be lost. And that if it is lost, all our comforts and wealth will be lost with it. That's how it works.
We may be very close to the brink of that, just like we talked on our very first subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you,
we are.
Just
it's later
know.
Than we
yeah.
think.
I think there were a lot of happy people just before the bombing of Pearl Harbor. You know what I mean? You just never know. Hey, I'm glad that that we have time, if you're through with this one here, that I want to tell the listener, you got to go to SelwynDuke.com and check out all of his articles, okay? It's great reading there, I'm telling you. And there's one that we didn't get to, and it's entitled Twitter Swamp. to show you how things go. And you ought to be able to figure this one out. You know, 2 plus 2 equals 4. All right. Here is the Twitter site. Pays this lady, she's an immigrant, $17 million a year. That's 17 a year, right, Selwyn?
Yeah, $17 million, yep.
She's the one that banned Trump, and she's the one that hid the scandal all about, you know, what was going on with Hunter Biden. But she also likes to donate money, you know, just a little bit to the Democrats. What was it, $18,000?
Yeah, over the course of time, yep. Which is a drop in the bucket for her.
That's sort of like Who's Watching the Hen House. That would have been a good title for that, you know, I think. I don't know. Yeah, not on my best today, but I think Who's Guarding the Hen House? I knew I got it wrong. I'm sorry. Mr. Duke, I appreciate all the time you give me. Selwyn Duke, happy Mother's Day now. All right, don't forget. All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. God bless. And happy Mother's Day, yes, from me as well.
Okay, I'm just waiting for your illustrious sign-off there. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sway. Thank you for listening. And, yes, God bless the United States of America.